So I'm here with Davo after a 4-0 away defeat to Royston Town in the league. Davo, a lot of money being spent at the club. Tough place to come, long journey. Talk us through, obviously, your preparation and the first half in particular.
Yeah, it was a tricky tie for us, for sure. Top of the league, aren't they? They're absolutely flying, battering teams left, right and centre. No one would have expected us to get anything today. That's not to say that we did. You know, we're always confident that we can go places and do something. And, you know, even without several players, Stuart Parker, he was out injured Thursday, which was a blow. We've still got Simba away, which is killing us. Rob Carr still not available to play, which is also killing us. And two or three others. So, yeah, difficult when we haven't got most of our several of our better players. Also, James Scott wasn't really able to play, train, so he's not far away, which is going to be brilliant for us. So, yeah, sounds like Davo coming on here making excuses again, everyone will say, but it's true. You know, we're coming to places like this. They're paying an absolute, fortune on players, and they've got a really good team, and they're top of the league for a reason. So, you know, you get what you pay for at the end of the day, and you could see that they've got good players on the pitch, and it made it difficult for us. But we set up, played one or two players slightly out of position, see if we could stifle them a little bit. And first half, I thought we did that. I thought we were excellent in the first half. Kept them relatively quiet. Pricey made a couple of good saves, a couple of good blocks. But we also had two absolute brilliant chances, gilt-edged chances that we've got to take in a game like this away from home. Long old journey. We need to be scoring them chances. We had two and we needed to score them. And they were, you know, they were shouting and screaming from the bench that they need to do better, they need to do this, that and the other, because they were under pressure to beat us and beat us handsomely. And it didn't really look, for all intents and purposes, for most of the game, like they were going to do that. Their goal come from a set piece, which is disappointing. I didn't think throughout the game they carved us open that much. I thought we dealt with a lot of stuff. You know, the lad Honus out wide was bombing up and down the right wing. Good player, very good player. We couldn't really do a lot to stop him at times, but we did. We dealt with his crosses. We dealt with all of his play, and you know, he was drawing fouls left, right, and centre from people, and that was probably the only thing that was causing us a bit of problem. But we dealt with that, and like I say, it was only really a set piece that was what was the difference between the teams in the first half.
Yeah, and you must go in at half time positive. The lads looked as though they were upbeat when they were walking off at half time. And then the second half starts, and maybe a bit unfair of me to say, but I think 4-0 as a result flatters them slightly. But I have to come on to the point that defensively at set plays, maybe you let yourself down a little bit today with three of the goals coming from those. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I couldn't disagree with that. You know, three goals from set pieces. We conceded all three on Tuesday, albeit it was a very much patched together team, very different to the normal team on Tuesday. But again, three goals from set pieces. So we've got to stop that from happening. Everybody knows the job, what they need to do, and some people are switching off from that, and it's not good enough. Cannot afford to do that, because, you know, other than that, three goals from set pieces and one when we're down to 10 men and chasing a game, that was the only difference between the team. Yeah, they had possession. Yeah, they're a good team. Yeah, they caused us some problems, but I felt we dealt with it well. Penalty decision, I thought was harsh, even to give a penalty. But to send him off, I thought was absolutely scandalous, really. And it was, I thought the referee gave us nothing all day. Sounds like manager speak, but I didn't think he'd give us a thing all day. He was very quick to listen to what their bench was saying and get pressure from them, and their players and their experienced players were clever enough to dictate to the referee what was going on. And he fell into that trap today, I thought. But, you know, that's not the reason we lost the game. We lost the game, really, because we switched off from three set pieces. But, like you say, they got a lot more joy once we went down to 10 men. Shame that Jack White's got sent off. Didn't look like, I thought the lad fell over very easily, like he did most of the game. But, you know, I've seen him given, I've seen him not given. But to give a pen and a sending off was very harsh.
And just give me your thoughts on Ryan Pryce today. I thought he was excellent in goal. Obviously, the penalty was given and he made a fantastic save. Ball looked as though it was going to end up in the top corner. And he looked every bit the ex-pro that he is.
Yeah, absolutely. Me and Pryce, you go back a long way. He runs through brick walls for me and he knows I'd do the same for him. And there's no way in the world anyone can deny he's the best keeper in the league. He's made two or three great saves today, and two great saves in the first half. The penalty save was outstanding. But I said at half time, that's what he's there to do. Your goalkeepers are there to make saves, defenders are there to clear balls, forwards are there to put balls away. And I thought that the defenders cleared balls and made good challenges, the keeper made good saves, but we didn't have people putting the ball in the net at the other end when the two chances came. Got to be clinical, and we weren't. But to answer your question, Pricey, outstanding again, and I'm pleased for him, because to be fair, he hasn't had a lot to do this season. Hasn't been games where he's been peppered. I didn't think he was peppered today. He made two or three good saves, but he wasn't really peppered with stuff. But he was excellent, and he couldn't do anything really about the goals that went in as well. So yeah, Pricey, outstanding.
And were you surprised towards the end of the game? Admittedly, the game was gone. They were 3-4-0 up, but it looked as though not only had they maybe taken the foot off the gas, but they were a bit overconfident, maybe playing as though they'd already won the league. I think certainly from watching the game, that's what it felt like. Is that fair?
I was a bit disappointed with them, actually. I thought they were a good side. I felt Chalfont, we beat them, were a better side than them going forwards. I thought Beaconsfield were a better side. They may well have, I've seen that they've beaten those teams, but maybe they had an off day, or maybe we've made them have an off day. I don't know. I know it sounds silly because we've lost 4-0, but I wasn't so much disappointed with their play. I just thought, they had an arrogance about them, not a great arrogance about them, in my opinion. Shouting and screaming from the bench, laughing at things, calling us rubbish and this, that and the other. We weren't rubbish. We're not rubbish. We gave them a tough game today. And, hopefully when they come down to our place, we'll have all of our players back and we can give them a proper game. Because, certainly going forwards, because we gave them a tough game defensively. We didn't give them an easy ride. They popped up with three goals from set piece. They were good balls in the box. Credit to the lad who's whipped the balls in. They were good balls. But we switched off of them, and we can't afford to do that against a side like this. If they can carve you open and open you up all the way through the game, then you say well done. But to lose to three set pieces against a side like this, who are, like you say, spending a fortune, if they don't win the league, what they're spending? Well, their man Rushton, to be fair, I know Rushton spend a lot of money, and we're going to go there and see what they're about Tuesday. But people get sick of me making excuses and moaning about money and stuff, and I'll keep doing it because we haven't got any. Simple as that. But we're the lads turned up today. They've made their own way up here, 3-hour journey, turned up. They don't get any expenses for that. They're going to go home after a tough defeat, and I can't ask them for more than what they're giving. Yes, switched off from set pieces. Yes, lacking bits of quality, but we're competing in this league, and we've got, by rights, we shouldn't be, and we are. So we'll keep going, and hopefully, I know Simba's back, hopefully for Tuesday. Maybe Scotty will be closer to playing. Who knows when Rob Carr's back? Let's hope that's soon. And then we start to look like a real potent threat going forwards. Until then, we've just got to battle away and keep grafting away hope that we can get something. But when the chances come, because we are good enough to create, even without those players, we have to take them, and we didn't today. And that was, that was the difference. They took their chances from set pieces. We didn't take our two good chances. And obviously, we've come away with a tough defeat.
Yeah, and look, unlucky today. Best of luck for a tough run of fixtures, obviously, today, and then Rushden and Diamonds on Tuesday, and Potter's Bar next Saturday. So best of luck for those games. Players, best of luck in that. And a safe journey home.
Yeah, looking forward to the next game. It's a tough one, Tuesday, and then a tough one Saturday again, in the middle of a real long run of fixtures away from home. But we've got to keep going, keep digging in, wait for players to come back. Fewer fixtures against teams that aren't top of the league would be handy, and then we'll see if we can pick up some points.
Thanks, David.
Cheers.